Well, a stunning development coming from Capitol Hill. So we are just over 40 days away from arguably the most important election in American history. And now Congress is pushing forward a proposed 28th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. A new amendment right now, 40 days before the election. You can't make this up. It used to be that the deep state forces sort of operated in the shadows. We didn't know what they were doing. And now they're operating sort of right out in the public. Force feeding information right to our members of Congress and force feeding it to the mockingbird media. Congress is openly telling us right now that they are prepping for a mass casualty event in Washington, D.C. Yes, mass assassinations of our members of Congress. I'm talking over 100 members of Congress killed in a single event. They're preparing for it, according to the Washington Post, and now confirmed by Politico. A bipartisan group of congressmen are suddenly concerned about the nation's preparedness for a catastrophic event. They're rolling out a plan for the 28th Amendment, called the Continuity Amendment. Continuity of Government Amendment. So get this. They would allow members of Congress to be rapidly replaced in the event that 100 or more of them are suddenly killed. Because when you see these headlines from like the Washington Post and you read these stories from Politico, I want all of you to like go a layer deeper. Like, what's the real goal here? First of all, it's to scare you, number one, right? That's what they're hoping to do, to scare you. Who knows if there's some sort of a false flag? Who the hell knows? Anyway, their main goal is to scare you. And then you want to go a layer deeper and find out exactly what they're trying to do here. So if 100 members of Congress are suddenly killed, no election would be needed, according to this new continuity of government plan. No election. Instead, no voters involved in a mass change of our government. Not at all. No voters allowed. Sound familiar? Like, I don't know, the Obama coup that just removed President Biden from the ticket, from running for office again, without any voting by Democratic voters, placed Kamala Harris as the presumptive nominee.
Yes.
Sound familiar?
That happened
no
in
voters.
The year 2024.
We had a coup in the United States a few weeks ago. A Democratic coup in the United States a few weeks ago. And they removed a sitting president from the ticket, replaced him with their new puppet. And they did it all without you voting anything. It's amazing, actually. Sounds like something you'd hear about in North Korea and we'd be mocking it. But no, it happened right here. Right now, the current rules necessitate special elections to fill vacancies.
Isn't it funny we think that the Donbass region, they voted to join Russia. They voted over 80% and they said, and the United says, that's a sham election. The people didn't really want it. We don't, you know, unless we see that everyone votes, then we don't respect it. That's what the Democrats say. Kamala Harris gets zero votes. Legit.
Right.
Totally cool.
Someone in our chat just said, let me scroll back up here, says someone, sounds like, oh yeah, Autumn Hill says, they sound like they're pulling a Ukraine. Yeah, that's kind of what
right?
It sounds like. They're pulling a Ukraine. So get this. This would allow members of Congress to be rapidly replaced in the event that 100 or more of them are suddenly killed. No election needed, no voters involved at all. Right now, the current rules necessitate special elections to fill vacant seats, right? A member of Congress dies in a plane crash. A special election. A member of Congress dies in a car crash. Special election. America has had hundreds of special elections since the late 1700s. And they're actually fascinating. If you want to actually dive deep into all of the special elections, they're really interesting. Some people just like choose not to serve. Like they're elected and they're like, nah, I'm not going to serve. Oh, okay, now we need to have a special election. Others died in car crashes, mysterious circumstances. So we've had hundreds of these over the years. Back in since the 1700s, we've dealt with it. But now, suddenly, 40 days before an election, Congress is really focused on this? Red flags everywhere. So America's had hundreds of those. But what has changed right now? Like what has changed right now, 40 days before an election? Let's put a pin in that for a second. Could it have anything to do with a 2016 study of special elections that the House of Representatives decided to do? So the House of Representatives put out their own study to see how, this was during Obama's time in office in 2016, to see how special elections were carried out. It found that during special elections, the number one factor that determined if a candidate would win in a sudden special election was the approval of the president. So if Trump is hugely popular, then a special candidate would likely win that special election. If the president is hated, then they're likely to lose. So the number one factor for the success of a candidate in these special elections is the popularity of the president of the United States at the time. Pretty interesting, because I guess there's not a lot of other time right now with a special election, so the popularity of the president really drives the narrative here. In other words, if you have a Democrat running and Kamala is president and the country thinks she's a disaster, well, then the candidate likely loses that special election, because according to this study by the House of Representatives, right now we have a 49-day time limit to hold special elections, but Congress thinks that's too long. And they would get rid of that election, and instead, here's how the amendment would work. Lawmakers would submit a list of five successors from their own party to the state governor. In the event of a mass casualty incident, hundreds of members of Congress are killed, wiped out, the governor then would appoint one of these nominees as the replacement, ensuring that the legislative body remains operational until they could get their act together and then hold an election. But right away, the governor would choose based on those selections from their party. Okay, no voters needed. You don't need a vote. You don't need voters in this. But here's where it gets tricky. Passing a constitutional amendment, of course, is nearly impossible in the United States. We don't have very many of them, and for good reason. It requires a two-thirds majority to vote in both the House and the Senate, followed by a ratification from three-fourths of the state legislatures in the country. But the bigger question is, why now? Do they know something we don't? Are we facing a mass casualty event that we need to be made aware of? Do you have some information you'd like to share with us on this? Could it have anything to do with the wide open southern borders and the amount of military-aged men that have now come into the United States armed? I'd like to know about this. Are the warmongers in the deep state planning to take us to war with Iran, with Russia? Is that what the Biden administration is trying to do? And the Pentagon? Certainly looks that way. Certainly looks that way. A nuclear strike on D.C. while Congress is in session? Or imagine a State of the Union address when everyone is in the same room, for crying out loud. What are they exactly hiding here? I would love to know. There are no such things as coincidences in Washington, D.C. Why now, with 40 days before an election, are they pushing forth on a 28th Amendment to the Constitution for a continuity of government? You think it's a coincidence? Why is Congress right now doing this? So just so you understand, over the past 15 years, we've seen a number of close calls. AOC terrified for her life. You know, she was the January 6th. Remember AOC? She almost thought she was going to get killed. She was not even in the building. She was in a totally other building, but she was terrified in a building down the street. We've seen shootings. We've seen train crashes, right? We've seen all sorts of different things. We've seen 2017, a gunman opened fire at a GOP baseball practice, nearly killing House Minority Whip Steve Scalise. Lawmakers are concerned that illegal guns are coming across the southern border in the hands of gang members that could lead to a mass casualty event. But all of this is moot, right? Because right now, our continuity of government protocols in the event of a national emergency take the power away from Congress, and the president has to put it into this guy's hands. This guy right here is, let me see if I can get my images up here. Next image. Find next image. Image.
Sorry, I can't help you. I'm sitting over here.
I'm trying. All right. Nope, that's the wrong one. Next image. Next image. Oh, well, we'll get the images up later. But anyway, this is Gregory Gallot, a name you guys should all learn. Here he is. He is the commander of NORAD and NORTHCOM, which means that in a continuity of government scenario where national security is at risk, he becomes our leader. The head of NORAD becomes our leader. He basically becomes the acting head of government. He calls the shots. Not Tim Walz, not J.D. Vance. The head of NORAD becomes our leader in the case of a catastrophic event and an invasion of our country. NORAD even boasts about it on their own Twitter feed, talking about how, yeah, that's what NORAD does, enables continuity of government operations. And he's in Washington right now having meetings about continuity of government. Okay, it's all interesting timing, isn't it? That's the law. So if Biden dies or resigns, then Kamala Harris becomes president, but not if there's an invasion of the United States. Under the law, General George Gallot becomes our leader. So the timing of this 28th Amendment proposal on the cusp of major election right now raises some serious eyebrows. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below, what you guys think about this. Let us know.
Yes, that is extremely troubling, I would say.
I'm struck by the timing of it. I mean, what do you guys think in the comments here? You know, is it the Washington Post breaks this story? By the way, the Washington Post is a mouthpiece of the CIA and the FBI. We've had whistleblowers from both of those organizations on our show telling us that when they want to leak stories to the America, where do they go? They go to the New York Times and the Washington Post to leak these stories.
Yes.
That's what they do. So the Washington Post, of course, is an extension of the CIA and the FBI and the deep state. So is the New York Times. So it's interesting that we're getting this information from the Washington Post first. And then, of course, Politico confirming it. It's deeply, deeply troubling.
I want to tell you about our friends over at The Wellness Company, because they have something now to help you not just prepare for an eventuality or in some kind of emergency in your house, but also specifically for kids. So this is for parents and grandparents out there who've purchased an emergency kit to help yourself out. It's like having an urgent care or a hospital in your own home, including it even has an EpiPen. So you asked for it and they deliver just in time for back to school. So whether you have in your house strep throat, lice, ear infection, the flu, all this unexpected stuff that comes with being a parent and stresses you out, we know it well in this house, then you really feel helpless when you can't get your little one serious help. And not to mention that you can turn your place upside down, especially if you're on vacation. But luckily, there's no longer a medical gatekeeper with The Wellness Company, because they have not only this emergency kit, it's called the Kids Emergency Kit, hand selected by their board. It also has a 40-page guidebook to have an expert by your side so you know exactly how to use everything in your kit. I've often wondered this, like, okay, I have these things, but what if I didn't have the internet to look up what dosage or what have you? Then you'd need it printed, right? These are the kinds of things we think about all the time on this show. So ordering this kit is simple. You just purchase the kit, fill out an intake form, and then it's delivered to your door. No more late night pharmacy runs, no more scrambling when your child needs rest. And if one of the scripts run out, there's a replenishment option to restock only what you need. This isn't just a purchase, it's a peace of mind. So you can go to twc.health/redacted. Use our code redacted to save $40 at checkout. Once again, that's TWC for The Wellness Company, twc.health/redacted. The kits are only available in the U.S. for now. Use our code again, redacted, to save $40 at checkout, twc.health/redacted.